Juniper trees in parts of Arizona are dying in large numbers, and the ongoing drought seems to be to blame. But unlike some species of pine trees, the lack of water does not make the junipers more susceptible to other insects and pathogens, including bark beetles. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke more about this with Joel McMillan, zone leader of the Arizona zone of the Forest Health Protection Unit within the USDA Forest Service. He began by asking how significant of a die-off he's seeing.
Yes, so over the winter of 2020-2021, we've been receiving numerous reports, and we've also made our own observations, of fairly widespread juniper mortality occurring in central and northern Arizona, extending up towards the Utah border. And also in recent years, there's been similar die-offs of the juniper in southern Utah. And in terms of acreage, we don't have that really documented yet, but there are some reports between, say, Prescott, Arizona, and up towards Ash Fork and Williams, Arizona, about maybe 50 to 100,000 acres. But again, extending even beyond that up kind of north going towards the Grand Canyon.
That seems like a lot of trees that are dying.
Yes, it is. And it appears that it's maybe somewhat the speed and scale of the dieback and mortality may be somewhat unprecedented. And, you know, we know that we've been in a severe mega drought that's been extended almost two decades now, in which not only has it been dry, but it's been warmer than average as well. And so obviously if you have extended drought for that period of time. And also last summer, we basically had a very poor monsoon rain period. So that on top of this ongoing mega drought has really severely stressed a lot of our ecosystems, and we're starting to experience these large scale die-offs.
So yeah, your office referenced water stress as one of the reasons or the reason for this die-off. What impact does climate change seem to be having in all of this?
So again, I think that this extended drought is, you can make that tie to a changing climate, and not only in terms of reduced water, but elevated temperatures, and those combination of things puts a lot of evaporative demand on a lot of our vegetation. And different vegetation or tree species, they vary physiologically in the way they're adapted to drought. Normally, we think of juniper as being one of the most drought-hardy species, and they have different mechanisms to cope with that drought. But it appears that due to the climate-driven change in the type of drought, that we've maybe reached a tipping point or a point of no return for some of these juniper trees, which they're just no longer able to cope with this ongoing drought.
Well, if juniper trees are supposed to be one of the more drought-tolerant trees, and this is what's happening, is this a harbinger of things to come to maybe other species?
You know, I think so. I think it's one of numerous die-off or large-scale mortality events that we've been experiencing throughout the globe, but particularly here in the Southwest, we've seen in recent times a large die-off of mortality in our pinyon pine, and particularly in the early 2000s, but some of our other woodland species, such as manzanita, and some of our live oak species have also been experiencing fairly widespread drought effects as well. And so I do think it's probably a harbinger of what we can expect moving into the future under this changing climate conditions.
What does the loss of these juniper trees mean for the ecosystem around them?
So I think there's going to be shifts in the which species are dominant on a given ecosystem. And when we talk about pinyon juniper woodlands, we've throughout time, we've seen shifts back and forth with where maybe the pinyon's more dominant or the juniper are more on equal terms. But through these large-scale die-offs, the relative shifts of species is going to change. And sometimes it occurs across an elevational gradient that certain species may be more dominant at lower elevations, and you kind of go up and elevation, it shifts to a different species. So that's going to have a ripple effect, though, throughout the ecosystem in terms of other plants and animals, insects, birds, you know, that depend upon whichever is the dominant species in an ecosystem. There's going to be a lot of interactions and a lot of, you know, implications of these drought effects.
Is it too late for these trees, do you think? Like, if we were to get, for example, a very strong monsoon season and then a really good snowpack and a wet winter, Can some number of these trees be saved?
You know, there's the potential for some. It appears that a lot of the smaller trees, medium-sized trees, that they probably don't have as deep of root system as some of those bigger junipers do, and likelihood for them to come back, I don't think is very good. For some of those larger junipers that have a deeper root system, they have a little bit more carbon reserves that potentially they would be able to. Basically, so the way it works at which the mortality occurs when we have essentially no more soil moisture or very little soil moisture, these junipers, they're trying to continually have this movement of water from the soil through the trunk of the tree up to the foliage. They need to have this gas exchange. And if you don't have that soil moisture coming into the tree and the moisture moving through the tree, you can actually have a breaking of essentially the plumbing, these pipes going through the tree to the foliage, and you're no longer going to have that gas exchange. So trees can't actually have photosynthesis and fix carbon. And so it becomes somewhat carbon starved. But also there can be a break in that piping and basically an obstruction of the movement of the water. So again, the trees are kind of desiccating. So it's kind of hard to tell. Sometimes that breaking of the water column, it can be somewhat partial or temporary. Other times it's complete. So it kind of depends on the individual tree and how complete that blocking of the water is.
All right. That is Joel McMillan with the U.S. Forest Service. Joel, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Mark. Thanks so much.